So what we've done is we've combined the best of machine learning and the best of AI with our human workforce. And what that gives us is the human empathy and the human nuance detection, but it lets the bot do all the triaging of how this ticket could be best solved or what the likely answers are to this question based on what of others have asked. But there's always a human that provides the final answer.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome to the My Future Business Show. My name's Rick Nusky, and I tell you what, it's an absolute pleasure to be your host today. I'm online with Amit Sood, who is the Chief Technology Officer and Head of the Product Simpler. How are you, Amit?
Really good.
It's wonderful to have you with us today on the call. So what's been happening in your world?
It's an exciting time here in the States. We're about to go into our Black Friday holiday shopping season. Mm-hmm. And we've created a great service for all the brands that have e-commerce stores and are looking to sell more products, service more customers, and really drive a better customer experience for everyone visiting their website.
Yeah, we talk a lot about, you know, customer service in business, don't we? But oftentimes we can fall short of, you know, really meeting the expectations of the client. How does your product deal with that?
Yeah, so the biggest expectation that we found that's unmet in the marketplace right now is the speed. If you look at channels and how we communicate on a day-to-day basis, it's no longer calling someone and leaving a message. It's a text. Right. Yeah, or yeah. It's a social media post, and people expect responses to those almost immediately. And you can imagine the challenge if you're a small business and an entrepreneur just getting started out is, how do I connect with that customer right away? Mm. And that's really where our simpler specialists come in, because you can hook into our network of great customer support specialists who are trained in e-commerce, that know how to drive sales, know how to handle thorny situations. And you can your customer could be connected to one of our specialists in under 30 seconds, right? And they could start getting a reply immediately if it's on a live chat channel, and within a reasonable amount of time if it's an email-based question. So that really makes you seem a lot bigger and as a company, and provides some great service to your customers.
And this is all about, you know, giving the customer that seamless experience, isn't it?
It is. You know, they have a question. They're ready to buy a product and have a question about a size of your product. Does it run a little bit big and a little bit small? And we hear a lot of companies say, well, I have a sizing chart. I've listed all my measurements. I've got reviews. But there's still something about that human touch of someone saying, yeah, we know we've seen this tends to run a little bit large, and you should be in this size. Or if in this brand you're a size 9, then in this one you'll be an 8.5. And those kinds of personal touches are what drive a sale. But if that person leaves your website, you know, that's a lost sale for you.
Of course, you know, that's the critical moment, how you interact that first 5-10 seconds, isn't it?
It is. And then the other side is also true, is, you know, if someone needs to return a product or had a bad experience, providing a person at the other end that can understand and provide empathy and then resolve that situation immediately is much, much different than a person receiving an automated email saying, we'll get back to you in 12 to 48 hours, which seems really impersonal and just not helpful.
I know that there's this thing about AI coming through quite strongly at the moment. Just share with us how the AI and machine learning experience actually affects the user experience.
Yeah, as a CTO and with background in technology, I thought machine learning was going to be our savior in this space. Because when you think about it, you know, bots were all the rage. There's all this customer data. You would train your bot, and then all of a sudden it would provide great responses to your customers. Mm-hmm. What we found when we've tried developing these technologies in-house or looking at other solutions that exist out there is the promise between what Watson did on Jeopardy and what Google did with Go, mm-hmm. Doesn't exist yet in reality for customer service, because customers ask very nuanced questions. They usually don't ask simple things anymore, like, can you provide me with my order status? Most people have a tracking number and they can see that.
Yep.
The problems they have are, my package didn't arrive, or I'm on vacation and I need you to delay my package, or, you know, I opened the box and there was nothing there, so there's nothing for me to return. Those are the kinds of areas where the bot just basically says, I'm going to need to find someone to help you, and there's nothing left anymore, right? There's no more responses. If there isn't a human behind that bot, the bot can only do so much.
Yeah.
And so what we've done is we've combined the best of machine learning and the best of AI with our human workforce. And what that gives us is the human empathy and the human nuance detection, but it lets the bot do all the triaging of how this ticket could be, or this inquiry could be best solved, or what the likely answers are to this question based on what of others have asked. But there's always a human that provides the final answer.
So you've just mentioned there that there'll always be that human side. Do you think this is true of all AI and machine learning experiences for business, say, in 10 years' time?
No, I think the AI is going to continue to get smarter for certain categories of customers. Mm-hmm. And what we're also seeing is that, you know, it's a simple line item or a bullet in most presentations or our companies with a bot of that you have to train our bot. Mm-hmm. Well, training a bot today requires tens of thousands, can even require hundreds of thousands of data samples.
Yeah.
Most small companies don't have that kind of data, right? And so what we're trying to do is with our experts and specialists is that we help train those bots and make them smarter as we go along. And that's one of the cool things that I get to encounter at Simplr is I have both the people and the technology, and I can fuse them together and make sure that they're working together well. Whereas most people are either approaching this as a people problem or a technology driven problem.
Yes, and you've melded the two together quite skillfully. I'd love to go back a little bit in time and just sort of talk a little bit about the genesis of Simplr. Could we do that?
Yeah. So our founders and myself included came from a company that had a long history of running call centers and contact centers for wireless carriers and retailers. Mm-hmm. And so what we're used to all the lingo of first response time and customer satisfaction numbers and average hold times and all of that. And we also know how miserable call centers actually are. And people coming in day to day, they're not very enthusiastic about their jobs. There's high turnover in that industry. Mm-hmm. 100% turnover in a year actually is a pretty good call center.
Wow.
Just kind of given those characteristics. But we did know, and one of the things we hang our hat on, it was a very high NPS business for us that we were part of. And what we really wanted to do is, how do you take those principles? How do you take those learnings of what good customer service is like, but then be able to provide it to startups, to entrepreneurs, to people who are just starting their company? Because we felt like there was no one really doing that in that space. And that's kind of where this idea came from.
Thank you so much for sharing. I notice here a little bit about the need for live chat and why it is so critical in your industry. Could you tell us a little bit about why it's important to have this live chat feature?
Well, it really comes down to millennials, and they are driving a new form of interaction with businesses. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is live chat based. That's their preferred mechanism to get in touch with businesses. From a business standpoint, though, it's an absolute nightmare. Mm-hmm. Because staffing live chat isn't like staffing a call center where you can put people on hold.
No.
With live chat, you never know when that person is going to come. But if 10 of them come at once, you don't want them to go away. And so you almost need capacity that's always in reserve. But how do you pay for that capacity? And that's something that we've really solved for at Simplr by charging on a per resolution basis instead of by number of seats or by number of people or by number of hours. Mm-hmm. So if your customers come in at 4 a.m. and need live chat support, we'll have an agent there, and that's the same price as if they come in, you know, during normal business hours.
That's fantastic. I'd love to, if we could, go into the nuts and bolts of what Simplr actually offers as a package.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple and straightforward. We don't like contracts. Mm-hmm. We want you to trial the service. We offer a 7-day free trial. It usually takes us 24 to 48 hours to set up the parameters of that trial, to understand the systems that you're using, to analyze your historical tickets and really understand what type of service you currently provide, and then your FAQs and your knowledge base and all of that goodness. And then we're kind of off to the races. And for 7 days, we take your tickets. You can provide some feedback based on those tickets and tell us how we're doing. You get feedback from the customers in terms of star ratings. And then at the end of that trial, one thing you'll know is how many tickets that we can resolve for you and kind of what going forward that working with us would look like. And then from there, it becomes $225 per resolution, in U.S. dollars. So yeah, it's pretty simple and straightforward. And that's one of the areas that we found a lot of people love us is they're not sure if they're ready to outsource or bring in a partner to help them with customer experience. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of using us as a test almost, because it's easier than doing an RFP or trying to find a bunch of vendors and playing them off each other. With us, we're kind of ready to go. And if it doesn't work out on either side, we're happy to move on. But we do hope you stay with us.
Yeah, there seems to be this opportunity. I'm quite excited about the conversation that we're having, because you think about small to medium-sized businesses, you know, there's that moment in time that you have to make a decision as to whether or not I can afford to, you know, outsource and go to these types of other services. What's the onboarding like? How does that look?
Yeah, and, you know, we try to keep that kind of in the 24 to 48 hours range once you contact us.
That's not long, is it?
Not long. And the thing that helps us there is people are starting to use common ticketing systems and common e-commerce systems. And so that gives us access to data that may not have been possible in the past. And armed with that data and really smart people, and that is part of where we do use our machine learning and our AI, is to figure out how is this business unique? What are its most commonly typed asked questions, and where can we provide assistance?
It's a very exciting area, this whole machine learning. Are you aggregating data from different sources, or is this all internally through the Simplr platform?
Right now, it's through the Simplr platform. And so what we're doing is we've started with the retail vertical, and we are understanding all types of questions that come in the retail and e-commerce space. Mm-hmm. And that's really helped constrain you know, what we can do and developing solutions that are effective for that space. What we're finding, though, is the model is definitely going to be applicable to verticals outside of e-commerce. It's just for right now, and especially with the holiday season upon us.
Yeah.
That's where we've been focused. And I would give that advice to all entrepreneurs and startups is pick a market that's big enough and that you think you can be successful at to start with. But know that there's always areas to expand.
Absolutely. And that's great feedback for anybody who's listening today. We'd love to go a little bit into this whole idea of mobility. Now, is this a platform that you can use on mobile devices, tablets, and so forth? Can you use it in that way?
Yeah, so we hook up to we're compatible with your current systems. And so most people already have a ticketing system, and we hope it's beyond just using Gmail or your email solution. But a lot of people already have chat widgets on their sites, or they have contact us forms. We plug in and are compatible with those forms. So one of the things that helps us on the onboarding side is we don't want you to have to move systems. We know that that's a hard ask, especially for smaller businesses who might not have as much IT support or doing this by themselves. They don't want this to be a hassle. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to come in with, hey, you need to relearn all these systems and you have to disrupt your business. We wanted to integrate seamlessly with whatever you have today. And that's kind of been our model.
Are you guys looking to, you know, keep this focus very narrow down the path that you're traveling, or do you have plans for expansion into other areas that support your core business?
Yeah. So right now, like, we're retail focused, and retail's quite broad. Everything from baby products, sporting goods, apparel, you know, fashion, beauty. It's there's a lot of different subsegments in that, and we found that there's a common set of experiences that happen in those categories that we can all relate to. Yeah. And that's kind of been our guiding force right now. Areas for expansion, though, that we're always looking at is predominantly our service right now is in English. We would like to get to multilingual support, and we've seen a lot of interest being expressed globally for companies that are trying to enter the U.S. market or in other markets and want to provide great service there.
Yeah, well, that's just the thing. We do live in a global society now, given the advent of the internet and so forth and the technology to support it. Do you have, obviously with this plan for expansion into different areas of the globe, are there lots of regulatory hurdles with something like this to get over?
I think, you know, each country right now or region has its own data privacy and data issues. And that's where we're looking at is what makes sense, what needs to change in the model, what needs to change in the way that we host the data and where we host the data and all of that stuff. But overall, we haven't come across something that says, no, we're not going to be able to service all these great countries and opportunities.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, if you could share with us where people can find Simplr and, you know, just give them a very quick overview of what they'll find there.
Yeah, if you go to www.simplr.ai, and that's spelled SIMPLR.ai, what you'll find on that is some great information about us. You'll find some case studies. I advise you to read our blog. There's a lot of great content on there, even if it's just, I want to learn more about customer service and what kinds of ratings should I ask from my customers and feedback. I think we've got a lot of expertise based on our lineage on customer service, and that's a great place to start and learn about us. Subscribe to the newsletter. Our team puts out a great weekly feed on retail trends on a weekly basis, and we get a lot of positive feedback on it. It's no spam. It's all kind of, hey, we want to put great content out there for the community. So that's, I think, a great way to learn. And then when you are ready to start your trial, it's as simple as scheduling a meeting with one of our customer success representatives, and that's directly on our webpage. You can also use our own chat. Someone will be responding to you usually within a minute or two. If you have a question on our site, we want to use our product and our platform and provide the same level of care for clients of ours as we would for their customers.
It's a very exciting field, and those who are listening to the call today, definitely reach out. I will be making all of the links back to Simplr on this post. Thank you so much, Amit, for being on the My Future Business Show with me today.
It's been a pleasure being here.
It's been fun having you on the call with us today, so make sure to subscribe, leave us a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show. And if you're looking to create your own professional audio or video presentations, then for more details, visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.